How to Cast Your Cares Upon the Lord, written by Courtney Richard, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Psalm chapter 55, verse 22. Cast your cares upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. I want God to speak to you with the verse above, and I want you to apply it in your life today. In other words, as hard as it may be or seem right now, cast your cares upon the Lord and stand your ground. Keep the faith no matter what, and believe in His keeping and strengthening power. I know when life gets heavy or negative, or fearful thoughts invade your mind, it's normal to run away with your emotions for a bit. But I beckon you, try to rise above it. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're dealing with something really heavy, such as loss, it is completely normal to cry, grieve, curl up in a ball for a moment, because when things like that happen, God knows exactly where you are in that moment. But I also want to encourage you to rest in the comfort of others as well as in His big supernatural arms. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Now, since I mentioned God's word, let's talk more about those loaded scriptures relating to casting your cares upon the Lord regarding fear. If you have negative or fearful thoughts weighing you down, speak these verses. Psalm chapter 56, verse 3, "But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." Or Psalm chapter 26, verse 3, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." And Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Worry. Here are a few great verses to remember and obey to experience peace of mind. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ." Or Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. "Don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and He will give you all you need from day to day if you live for Him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern." Discouragement, feeling downcast, defeated, low, sad, or discouraged, grab these nuggets. Psalm chapter 43, verse 5. "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God." Or Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Adversity. As you're doing what God has called you to do, expect opposition and adversity. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14, "Don't be afraid of the enemy. Remember the Lord who is great and glorious, and fight for your friends, your families, and your homes." Or Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10, "If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Stay strong under pressure." If you are in any of these places or beyond, this is how you cast your cares upon the Lord, literally. It really all boils down to trust and obeying, sis. That's where the power, peace, and deliverance are obtained. So fight to trust Him, in spite of what you're feeling, thinking, or encountering. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4 says, "Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord is the eternal rock." He's pretty strong and solid, but not only that, He can be trusted. Remember, Jesus is coming back soon, and those who endure until the end shall be saved. So let's be ready from the inside out.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.